So here's a little peek behind the How Success Happens curtain. Every other week, we have a production meeting with the entire team. I'm sorry to report that most of that meeting is not spent telling me how great I am or announcing our upcoming slate of awesome guests. Rather, most of the meeting is about boring logistics. And thanks to Granola, I can tune out from time to time because if I miss something, well, Granola has my back. Granola is an AI-powered notepad built for the way real people actually meet. So here's how it works. You take rough notes like you normally would, and in the background, Granola securely transcribes the meeting. Then it turns everything into clean, structured, actually useful notes when the meeting ends. And the best part, Granola works through your device's audio, which means it integrates seamlessly into the video conferencing tools you're already using. So no setup, no awkward bots, it's just your normal meeting with superpowers. You get to actually listen during your meeting instead of frantically typing away every word, and then you walk away knowing exactly what was decided, who's doing what, and what comes next. If meetings are eating up your day, Granola is an absolute no-brainer, and you can try it totally free. Just head to granola.ai/successhappens. That's granola.ai/successhappens to get your time back. Try it for free at granola.ai/successhappens. Do you know what it takes to set up a business selling crickets to be ground into flour in the state of Utah? Or one that sells cat litter made from tofu in Hawaii? Yeah, me either. But someone does, and that someone is today's sponsor, Northwest Registered Agent. They can answer all your questions, from what licenses you need to turn bugs into food, or how to set up an LLC for your yarn dyeing business. Whatever weird, wonderful, slightly unhinged thing you're trying to sell, these are your people. Northwest Registered Agent has been helping small business owners and entrepreneurs launch and grow businesses for nearly 30 years. They are the largest registered agent and LLC service in the United States, with over 1,500 corporate guides, real people who know your local laws and can help you and your business every step of the way. Don't pay hundreds or thousands of dollars for what you can get from Northwest for free. Visit northwestregisteredagent.com/happensfree and start using free resources to build something amazing. Get more with Northwest Registered Agent at northwestregisteredagent.com/happensfree. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another snack-size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. Hey, did I mention that I've worked other places in the past? That little tease is going to figure in about, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. So this week, I had a chat with someone who is not only doing huge, huge business, but she gave me a huge, huge surprise. Veronica Del Rosario is the co-founder and chief brand officer of Smalls, which is a company that is completely devoted to cats. Cat nutrition, cat decor, cats, cats, cats. And it is doing massive, massive business. Now, that isn't the surprise. As we began talking, I knew her name and her face looked familiar, and then I asked a question and she told me why. How did it all begin? I know this isn't the first company you've run. What brought this about?
If we take it back to the very beginning, I have a fun little surprise for you, actually.
Nice.
I interned for you in 2011 at Maxim.
Really?
Yeah, the summer before you became editor-in-chief.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's right. 15 years ago, Veronica and I chit-chatted about our former lives in the Maxim universe, which was great to catch up. I'll spare you the this is my life aspects of it, but Veronica was one of our star interns. As I said, that was 15 years ago, and my Lord, she has kicked some ass since then. And I wish I could take any credit for her success, but I don't think I can. And keeping with the whole surprise element, I'm not going to spoil the surprise when she discusses some of the numbers that her company Smalls is doing, but it is anything but small. Okay, so let's get down to the business chat. I started by asking Veronica what makes Smalls different from the other pet food companies that we see on the market. And she said it has a whole lot to do with focus, laser focus.
So I think competitively, we are actually pretty much the only name in the game when it comes to fresh cat food, which is like fresh is gently cooked. And that's kind of like, you know, the easy like comparison is like the farmer's dog of cat. But that is also kind of a view of Smalls that I think is really limited. I don't see Smalls as a cat food brand. I see it as like the cat brand. And the reason for that is because we are cat first and cat only. And we're trying to do more than food because there's so much that goes into being a cat parent and they're really overlooked. Mm. Cats are like typically just kind of second string to dogs. Cat food is like shrunken dog food a lot of the time. It's not really considered what the cat needs as an individual being. It's just thought of as like this easier to feed smaller creature, and that's just not real. And then when it comes to just like existing in the home with a cat, there's also really limited, ugly, kitschy options. And, you know, I think we can do better. So I think I could easily say our differentiator is all of the kind of like nutritional benefits, the health benefits, how wonderful the product is, which it is. My own cat, like super shiny, like huge turnaround from when we adopted him to now. Mm. But anyone can come out with that kind of cat food. And so what I think the actual differentiator is that we are cat first and cat only, and we always will be. And we're like truly committed to the cat from the jump. Whereas like a lot of the other brands that are offering fresh food have literally like the word dog in their name.
Right. You know?
No hate on them. Like I buy their product all the time, but Just Food for Dogs has cat food. It's your name is Just Food for Dogs. Like,
yeah.
how is a cat person, like, am I meant to trust your
yeah.
nutritional decision making there about cats?
So I wanted to find out a little bit about growth. Going into our conversation, I knew that Smalls was doing really well, but I wanted to hear from her exactly how well really well is.
Quite literally 0 to 100. 100 surpassed 100 million a couple of months ago. And that
wow.
is pretty cool. When we put out our seed deck and we were looking for funding, we put like, how big is this opportunity? And we put $100 million. And so to surpass that, it's like, that was literally what we dreamed up. And here we are. So pretty exciting.
That is incredible. Does mean a number like that, that I know you're in this all day long, but do you still go like, holy shit, that's incredible.
When I think about what an outcome could look like for me personally, I'm like on ChatGPT, I'm on Claude being like, what can I ride business class? And like, what does this money mean? Like, can I afford to send my kids to college? And it's like, yes, dude. Like, you know, like, so when you ask like what that number feels like, it's very hard to fathom. It's also a lot of cats. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot of cats eating Smalls. And sometimes I close my eyes and try to visualize that number of cats. And it's pretty insane. It's nuts, honestly.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, you know, obviously this is entrepreneur, so hopefully this isn't too like jargony, but when you think about like valuation, people are trading at like FX, you look at like Hailey Bieber Road and you're like, that was a $1 billion transaction. It's like, we are not so far from that.
Yeah.
And that's very, very surreal.
So Veronica co-founded Smalls with her co-founder, Matt Michelson. So I asked how they met and how that relationship developed. And it turns out they met at a startup incubator, which was Veronica's first real job out of school, and Matt was an intern.
We worked there together, and then we worked at Thinx together, and we took it from like literally $10,000 in the bank to like $50 million revenue, which was pretty cool.
Wow.
And then after that, we both started consulting, him in growth and me in brand. And then shortly thereafter, he started Smalls and really wanted me to join. And I had a big ego about it. I was like, I don't want to work for you, first of all. Like, that's weird. And second, I don't care about this subject matter. I was, like I said, I was really into sexual wellness, female empowerment, like just like all of this, that, the kind of stuff du jour at the time. And it was hard for me to imagine getting passionate about this. And then one day decided to put my ego aside and make it about building a business with my best friend. And that's what we're doing.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, building it with him is great. But I think what I've actually found is my true passion is actually kind of the culture side of it and building the org itself. So Smalls is really interesting because we were like maybe 8 people in when COVID hit and we went full remote and we never went back. We still haven't. We are all over the place. And, you know, as everyone starts to explore hybrid and all of that, like we're never going back. And we also have a 4-day work week. We have a really incredible culture that I'm super proud of. And I think my mandate for the past few years has really become how to scale that culture, and figuring that out is kind of my favorite thing. Subject matter is also awesome. Being a brand person, it's great to build a brand, but you know, even when I was consulting, you can do that for anyone at any time, but it's a really different thing to try to scale a brand internally and externally. It's a funny role I have as chief brand officer. I have brand and creative, and then I also have people and HR, because it really is about living the values inside and out. And I think that is the most fun. And if I could continue doing that forever, I would.
So I asked Veronica if she could expand on that a little bit. What are the values? What is this culture that she's built and hoping to grow?
A really, really big one for us is it's a very empathetic and vulnerable culture. I think we really want it to be a place where people can show up and be exactly who they are, not have like a work persona and then a home persona. Like we want people to show up as their full selves. And I think it's a really big part of why we're able to succeed as a remote culture. You know, you can't read between the lines on Slack. It's pretty hard right. to kind of catch a vibe that way. And so you need people to be upfront when they're not doing something as you want. You need to be able to accept feedback. You need to be able to give feedback. Communication is super, super important. And the biggest kind of indicator of success for us, for anyone at Smalls, is just being like really high self-awareness and really low ego. The more aware of you are, the more aware of your own faults that you are, the easier it is to hear it when somebody else says it and to take it super personally, to be able to separate the tactical from the personal, which I will say before anyone is like extremely hard for me. I take feedback horribly, but you got to learn to do it. But I am extremely self-aware. You know, nothing worse than someone who's rating themselves as like exceeding expectations. And then as their manager, you're giving them like not meeting. You're like this. Blows, you know, so that's pretty huge. We're a really eclectic group of people. I think we really bend over backwards to understand who a person is, why they are the way they are, what makes them tick, and how to work with that person as an individual. I think that's a big part of how you get around biases at work, understanding people's lived experience and why they might show up the way that they do, and how to work specifically with that person is something that we expect of everyone that works with us, and vice versa.
Excellent. Such great advice for anyone just starting out building a culture for their startup. Veronica, thanks so much for the chat, and you're welcome for all the amazing tutelage I'm sure I gave you when you were an intern at Maxim that has led to your fantastic success. I kid, of course. Couldn't be more happy to see how incredible you've done. And speaking of incredible people, how about a shout out to you, the person listening to this right now? Really appreciate you taking the time to listen, subscribe, like, send us a comment. You could also watch episodes of this show on our YouTube channel, Entrepreneur Podcasts. You can sign up for our free newsletter at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. You can hear more music from the makers of our lovely theme song, Nika RPM, over on Bandcamp. And you can, hey, if you like animals, as Veronica does and her entire business does, check out my Substack. This should be fun. I write a lot about my dog, who sometimes behaves like a cat, sometimes like a dog, sometimes like an animal, the likes of which have never been seen. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, or hope you had a great weekend if you're listening to this on Sunday. I hope you had a great day. I hope it was the cat's meow. Oh my God, what a horrible pun to end on. But hey, there's no do-overs in podcasting. We're just going to stick with it. See you next time.